for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Welcome, Arizona homeowners, again to Rosie on the House, your happy place every single Saturday morning, where we do take any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundations to the rooftop and everything in between. We like to melt away your homeowner anxieties and help you get done any project you're trying to tackle around your house. In particular, this month in October, we're recognizing Fire Prevention Month. So we've reached out nationally to find experts that can come in and help educate Arizona homeowners about what fire prevention can mean and what it does mean. So today, we've invited special guest, all the way joining us from Atlanta, Georgia, Ashley Bryant, who is the co-chair of the National Electric Manufacturers Association Task Force, and she's also senior product manager for electronic circuit breakers with Simons. So who else would we want to talk to about fire prevention than Ashley Bryant? Ashley, thanks a million for joining us this Saturday morning.
Rosie, thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about, y'all blew something across our desk about the NEMA announcement of everything y'all wanted proclaimed and kind of the evolution of electronic equipment in people's homes and what it has meant to home safety. Talk a little bit about the arc fault circuit interrupter. Most homeowners have no clue they've even got one in their house, or if they do or not.
Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and start with what is an arc fault, right? An arc fault is arcing in an electrical circuit. So anytime a wire is loose or a wire has been damaged, those sparks or arcs can jump through the air and cause a fire. And so an arc fault circuit interrupter is designed to interrupt the circuit or turn off when there is an arc fault on the circuit. And this is exactly what we are talking about this week and this month in fire prevention, right? We are trying to prevent fires from happening in homes with this advanced technology, this arc fault circuit interrupter.
Now, Ashley, check my memory, Ashley. I want to think the National Electric Code mandated these. I'm going to say it was like 2003 or 2004.
It was actually 2002.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Super close.
So
and it went into the national, the ASCI recommendation or requirement went into the National Electric Code in 1999, but wasn't actually required until 2002. There was a little bit of a grace period there.
So if a homeowner is in a home that's built since 2003, 4, or 5, the chances are probably good they've got an arc fault circuit interrupter.
Yes, absolutely.
How about
back in 2002, the National Electric Code requirement was for bedrooms only. Since then, over the last 20 years, you know, the National Electric Code is rewritten or, you know, advanced every 3 years. And since 2002, that requirement for AFCI has actually moved to other circuits in the house. So not only is it required in bedrooms now, it's also required in family rooms and dining rooms and kitchens and laundry rooms and hallways and closets. Just such a wonderful safety device. It's been decided over the years that it needs to be in more parts of our homes to protect our family.
I'll tell you a little funny story about myself. In owning a remodeling company in Arizona, mm-hmm. I had to live through the introductions of the ground fault interrupter. And you may not be old enough, but when those ground fault interrupters first got introduced, there was a pretty big learning curve. Ladies using their blow dryer in the master bathroom would have to go outside in their gown and flip the circuit breaker, and I mm-hmm. can't tell you the number of times people requested of my company, please take that thing out. So mm-hmm. I'm sitting at my desk, And I'm reading this new code requirement for arc fault interrupters. And I'll confess, my eyeballs kind of rolled back in my head. I thought, oh, no, what have we got coming down the line here? And just later that morning, my electrician was in the office, and I saw him. So I grabbed him. I brought him back to my office. And I said, what is this arc fault? He says it's probably the best thing since sliced bread for home safety. You're going to be glad once you learn what it is that they're mandating we install it. It's an it's absolutely great.
I am so glad to hear that. Yes, I agree with you. And much like the ground fault breaker, the arc fault breaker did have, you know, we did have a learning curve in the beginning. But, you know, if you look at the numbers that were published by the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, since the 80s to the last 5 years, or 2015 to 2019, the home fires, electrical-related fires, have decreased by 31%. The home fire deaths went down 9%, home fire injuries down 18%. I mean, there's a large part of that is due to this advanced technology, this safety device, these arc fault circuit breakers. We are so proud of the fire prevention devices that we've developed.
As a remodeling contractor who got his career started in South Louisiana, I've repaired homes from flooding, a good number of them, and hurricane damage. Moving to Arizona, I've repaired quite a few of our monsoon storm damages, trees falling across roofs and causing leaks. But folks, I can tell you, the most heartbreaking and hardest repair to overcome is a fire. Mm-hmm. It is merciless as to what it can do to your family heirlooms, your photo journals, your jewelry, your furniture, your artwork. I mean, there's nothing worse in all the catastrophes I've ever had to deal with homeowners as having to deal with a fire. So let me ask you this, Ashley. We have a lot of homes in Arizona. We had a huge building boom back in the 60s, another monster building boom in the 80s and the 90s. What about these homes that were built prior to the arc fault mandate? Can they be retrofitted?
Absolutely. And we highly recommend it. It's not obviously a requirement. The AFCIs are required for new construction and renovation. But it is absolutely recommended to update your electrical system in your home to include arc faults and ground faults if you don't have those, to keep your family safe.
Folks, I couldn't encourage you enough to contact a trusted electrician and ask them if you live in an older home, what would the proposal be for updating this home to meet current electric codes. And if you do it, don't forget to contact your insurance company and let them know. There could be savings on your homeowner's policy that would go a ways in offsetting the investment it's going to take to get this done.
Absolutely.
All right, so Ms. Ashley, we've talked our way through the arc fault circuit interrupters and how critical and important they are. What would you like homeowners to know about smoke detectors and smoke alarms?
Absolutely. We went ahead and included smoke detectors and smoke alarms in our piece for Fire Prevention Week because they are so important. The arc fault circuit interrupter is really the prevention, right? The breaker is going to trip to prevent a fire from happening electrically. But there is always the candle or the stovetop that could, you know, put our lives in danger. And so we want to make sure that everybody is doing the best that they can to protect their homes and their families and installing those smoke detectors and smoke alarms per the requirements in order to make sure we're alarmed if there is a fire in our home.
And folks, coming up now on the holiday season as we are, my guess is there'll probably be more lighted candles inside homes now in the next several months than there typically are. There's also a thing called a Christmas tree in many homes, and we know the stories of how Christmas trees can turn to kindling. I would encourage you all, before this weekend is out, go through your smoke detectors and smoke alarms. Take a look at them. Check the dates of the batteries. Now might be a really good time. If they're not direct wire, if they're not hard wire, and they are battery operated, this would be a great weekend to check that off your to-do list now ahead of the holiday season. Well, Miss Ashley Absolutely. Bryant, I can't thank you enough for taking your personal time out on this Saturday morning to visit with us. Anything else our Arizona homeowners should know?
Rosie, thank you so much for including me in your show today. And the last thing I wanted to note is if folks wanted more information on the AFCIs, the AFCI technology, we have a great website called afcisafety.org, afcisafety.org. And that website will tell homeowners everything that they would like to know about AFCIs, the technology, the history, and how to talk to your electrician about updating your electrical system to keep your family and your home safe.
Ashley Bryant, co-chair of the National Electric Manufacturers Association Task Force and senior product manager for electronic circuit breakers with Siemens. Ashley, thanks a million. I'm very grateful for your time and the wisdom you've been able to share with our Arizona homeowners.
Rosie, thank you so much.